This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy asking the question this morning, is there really a right or wrong way to do your laundry? 585-252-9800 is the number to call or text in. Machines in my building, undergoing some maintenance.
So tough.
Yeah.
Hate to see it. Couldn't be worse.
So, you know, I end up taking my laundry to my parents, and my mother was disgusted by the way I was washing my clothes. Because, you know, I mix in all the whites and colors. I even threw in a few pair of my boxer briefs. In with the towels, screw it. And in my mind, what difference does it make?
It doesn't.
It's all getting washed. But she was not happy with me. But this is how I've always done it. And it's not like any of my clothing disintegrates. So what exactly is the point of separating laundry? Because in my mind, I'd rather do one load instead of four.
And you are so right in that.
Does anyone actually do this anymore when doing laundry? Because I'm assuming less and less people separate their laundry the same way less and less people probably use a checkbook.
This is a boomer thing, period, point blank, to separate the whites and the darks and the reds. It's like, tell me you hate the environment without telling me you hate the environment. Why are you doing 49 loads when you can do two? It makes no sense. It's truly killing our planet, one water usage at a time. And I'm not here for it. As an environmentalist, I'm not going to stand for it. I'm not doing it.
You're not an environmentalist.
And furthermore, I have been throwing all my clothes in together since I started doing laundry. And guess who taught me how to do my laundry? My mom. Guess what I asked? One of the first questions I asked when I started to learn how to do laundry. So do I have to like separate it? No. Throw it all in. It doesn't matter.
Now, the only I could see if it would be a problem if you're washing all bright whites and you throw a red dress in there. Yeah, that could probably bleed. I'm not doing that, though, because I don't own any dresses.
The only way my mom will separate things is like bulky, like towels. Obviously, if you're going to do a towel load. That has nothing to do with the color. It just has to do with the dry and clean cycle, right? Also, my mom will wash my dad's like ceiling clothes and she'll do those separately because there's bleach in there. There's all that stuff. But other than that, it's free range. And for those people who get so angry about the separation of the whites and the darks and the this and the that, who hurt you? What's really going on? Let's dig underneath the surface. You know what I mean?
Jacqueline's here. She says, you guys can wash colors and whites together. It may over time result in the white shirts being slightly less white, but no harm, no foul.
This person says, Breezy, your mom's right. You only separate if you use bleach. This person says, yes, there is a quote-unquote right way. Microfiber towels have to be washed by themselves or they will attract lint and other fabrics and never, quote unquote, look clean. White, at least swap out one to dry, one to wash.
I only have three washers and three dryers in my apartment building. This one girl was using all of them because she had to separate her clothing. Towels, whites, colors. I'm like, oh, this is, I'm never going to get to these wash machines.
No.
Never going to do it.
Never will. So.
Let's go to the phones. Hi, PXY. Who's this?
Hi, guys. This is Teresa, the Italian mom from Gates.
Oh, hi, Teresa.
Hi, Teresa.
Hi.
How we doing?
You guys got to be kidding me right now, right?
What's the matter now?
Listen, sometimes I get so mad when I listen to your show because you two are totally useless.
It's
unbelievable.
You're so nice.
Didn't your mothers teach you guys anything about laundry? My Lord.
Well, I mean, she was upset that I didn't separate the clothing, but
my mom did, and she told me that everything's fine. Yeah. And it's all BS.
Well, you know what?
I've been doing laundry for 20 years. At this point, I don't think it matters.
How do you not know how to separate towels from the clothes?
Listen, I've been doing it all together for 30 years, and everything is good to go.
30 years, right, Breeze? Since you were one.
You never wash colors in white. You don't mix them together.
It's a
no-brainer.
It's fine.
Is brain dead?
Oh, my God. Why is this such a hot topic for you, Teresa?
You're supposed to sort your clothes by color and fabric type.
Something that somebody made up for you to spend extra time at your washer and dryer.
But Teresa, think about it this way.
Hold on a second. Your stains, you know, the kids come and they're like, I can't get this out of my clothes. You got to pre-treat them.
But that has nothing to do with the separation of, I mean, yes, if I have a bunch of towels, I'll do the towels first.
Oh, my God.
Darks, whites, don't care.
You know what?
But, Teresa, hold on a second. Wouldn't you rather do one to two loads of laundry as opposed to eight?
Yeah, well, do you want to walk around with your clothes looking like it's 100 years old? What? Come on. and you use the appropriate amount of detergent. You know, it's not like booze. You don't need a whole lot. You know, you just don't get it. I don't get it with these kids today. You know, I have three daughters, and I taught all my daughters how to do laundry. Now, listen, you got to separate the whites from the colors, okay? So many parents today don't even have basic domestic skills. It's ridiculous.
Why do you have to separate the whites from the colors? My clothes look fantastic.
They've never looked better.
They don't look as good as mine. No way.
I'm going to be honest with you, Teresa. I threw in my underwear with my towels the other day. Everything came out fine.
Oh, That's disgusting. That's disgusting. You know what? They don't even know how to fold them, put them away. They don't even know how to turn on a washing machine. How are they supposed to even get that stuff done? They're not even taught. You guys are going to give me a heart attack.
At least we're doing our laundry. Who cares about the colors? Like, it doesn't matter.
You should have some pride and care.
At least I'm washing my clothes.
Oh, my God. You guys are driving me nuts. Give me a break. This is ridiculous.
Oh, my God. Not you being super triggered.
I'm so sorry we upset you this morning, Teresa. Is there anything we can do?
Yeah, do it the right way. And teach your kids the right way.
Yeah, Breezy, you got to teach your kids.
Through life, you know, with everything, not just washing clothes. This is ridiculous. The clothes, people are walking around like bums.
No offense, Teresa, but I trust my mom way more than I trust you. You're very angry, and she told me everything's fine, so I believe her.
Well, she's probably walking around dressed like you. Dingy clothes. Dingy.
All right.
You've never seen me, ma'am.
Okay, hold on. Let's not get into any personal attacks here. I'm very interested. Hold on, Teresa, because you're triggered this morning. I'm just curious to know how many other people throw all their laundry in together, or they separate it by color and fabric type, like Teresa, the Italian mom from Gates.
Well, if you have any type of brain, you're going to separate it. You're going to separate it and wash it properly. Okay?
If
you have any type of brain, you're not going to just throw it in.
Okay. All right. Teresa, you're giving me a stomachache. By the way, is your daughter coming to the bachelor auction or not?
She is.
Oh, she is going. Okay.
She is. Yeah, absolutely she is.
I love that for you.
She better find somebody decent, too.
Well, she's not going to if she washes the dress she wears there with all of her socks and colors.
No, she doesn't. She takes after her mother. Yeah.
That's what's scary perfect. About this. All right, Teresa. Hey, thanks for calling in this morning. I'm sorry that we upset you.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Okay, have a
have
good day.
Have a great day, guys.
All right, you too.
All right.
She's running to the washing machine.
Gosh. What did we say?
She's unwell.
Very much so.
This person says, how can we block Teresa's phone number? We'll look into it for sure. We really will.
Dave says, I agree with you guys. I just throw everything in at once and just put it on cold. The only time I separate things is when I'm washing my dog's bed and blankets. Those things I don't mix, but everything else, free game. Teresa is nuts. Yeah, she's she's old school.
It sounds like Teresa has way too much time on her hands. I don't have time to sit at the washing machine all day and play matching games and separations and all that. I can't do it. I'm just going to do it. Walk away and come back later. Thank you so much.
Oh, let me go over to Meg, who says, I was just like this woman until I realized I live with people who will never, ever do laundry the way I want them to do it. So I don't sweat it. The problem I have is when people wash towels and they just let them sit in the wash machine until they start smelling like mildew. Then I have to rewash them.
Yeah, that's
tough.
Yeah.
My God, the mildew.
Such a nice scent. I hate reporting on stories like this, but if only one person can hear it and maybe see something and say something, it would help a lot. Monroe County Sheriff's Office requests assistance in finding a missing teen from the town of Hamlin. Travis French, 16, was last seen leaving his home around Lake Road and King Street in Hamlin. This was Sunday night at 9:45 p.m. He was spotted wearing a brown Carhartt jacket, blue jeans, and a cowboy hat. The sheriff's office says that there's no reason to believe that he is in any danger, but anyone with any information is asked to call 911 to help him come home safely.
Yeah.
Make sure that he is okay and not in harm's way. So wanted to get that out there because read those stories a couple times a year, and sometimes it really does help. So let's hope for the best with that.
I was watching the news last night. There's a massive search underway for an Oregon toddler who was reported missing on Saturday afternoon. Can't find the kid. He's 2 years old. Mm. Went missing Saturday, was seen playing in his front yard, and then just gone. Out of sight of his parents.
Wow.
And so this happens a lot.
Yeah.
Huge search underway for that 2-year-old kid.
Definitely a little more scary for a 2-year-old than a 16-year-old, but nevertheless, very scary.
Yeah. Coming up on the show, we got to talk about internet trolling at its finest.
Yes, you guys. You see internet trolls in comments all the time, right? Whether it be TikTok, Instagram. Most of the time, it's either like a fake account or you don't know the person. But what happens when you do know the person? What happens when the person who's trolling someone on Instagram is your friend, is your coworker, is your cousin? Like, what do you think about that person? And how does it affect your thoughts and feelings on who they are as an individual? Something happened to me just yesterday. I'm shook to my core.
Yeah.
And I'm not really sure where to go from here. I'll tell you what exactly happened and how we're combating it coming up next.
98BXY is free and always will be. BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Internet trolling at its finest. Sometimes there's no escaping it, especially when you're in the public eye.
It's a lot.
But some people welcome it.
Some people welcome it because they're like, well, I mean, more engagement on my post, which brings more views, which brings more likes, which brings more ad dollars, things of that nature.
Ad dollars, yes.
Yeah. Literally. More brand deals.
You got to find the positives.
More brand deals. You got it. You can spin anything. The master spinner, right? And
I guess that's what they say. No publicity is bad publicity.
Exactly. And when I think of a troll, I think of a loser living in their parents' basement on the internet 20 hours a day, only sleeping for about 4, playing video games. Their screen time is through the absolute roof, and it's not good. They're a loser. They're a low life. They have nothing going for them.
Wow.
That's what I think when I think about an internet troll.
No, yeah, you definitely have a clear picture in your head of who this person looks like.
But the truth of the matter is that that's not always the case. And internet trolls can live among us and hide in plain sight, essentially. They could be your coworkers. They could be your friends. They could be your family. And what they do on the internet is their own private sector. Okay? Okay. So, for example, I know this person who I met on the internet. And then I went on to meet them in real life a couple of times.
Okay.
It was one of those radio things where you see someone on a different station in a different city and you like what they do. So you follow their content because either you think they're funny or you're using them as inspo or whatever the case may be.
Right. You fly out and meet them.
And I met this man. He is gay.
Okay.
Amazing. He's hilarious. He loves Bravo. So we instantly like connected.
You guys clicked.
And I met him at a Giggly Squad show years ago. So we've been following and communicating for quite some time. Turns out, as time goes on, I figure out that he knows a bunch of people I went to college with, and it's a small world, and connections are just flourishing, right? So I'm on my favorite influencer's Instagram story yesterday. Shout out Remy Bader. And I go to her story, and it says, here's just a little insight on how trolls on the internet work for the most part. So she takes a screenshot of someone in the comments, and it basically was like a montage of a bunch of different women, and they were like, this is the show I want to see in New York City. And this person comments, not Remy. She absolutely sucks.
Mm, and for those that don't know who Remy is,
she's just an influencer. She
Didn't she do modeling or something?
She was
like
a model. She was like once very plus size. Now she's just like she's lost a bunch of weight and she's just modeling and she does fashion design and all of the things. And she's an absolute queen. She's fabulous. And then she puts a stitch right next to it of a screenshot of her DMs. And this person is in her DMs. Oh my God, you look fabulous. Why are you here? Let's go out together. You're in Boston. Oh my gosh, you look amazing. Here's some recommendations of where you should eat in Boston.
Very two-faced. Very two-faced.
The person who she screenshotted, I just about hit the floor. Because it's that person that I know personally that is doing this on the internet. And honestly, it makes me look at them a little differently.
Oh, the guy that you met out at the...
Yes.
Oh, the one
out in Boston.
Oh, that's...
So I know this person, and I'm like, oh my
small world.
What is happening right now? See, why is this a thing?
It's a perfect example of Los Angeles, California, a.k.a. Hollywood. You're so quick to befriend someone and then talk bad about them behind their back.
And, like, you're not even befriending them. That's the worst part, right? You just want to be their friend.
You look fabulous. Oh, my God, fat cow.
You look so good. Oh, my God, eat here. Go there. Bah, 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 bah. Here's recommendations for this. And then they're in the comments like, I absolutely hate her. Can't stand her. Why are you DMing her then? Why are you giving her recommendations on where to eat? So I'm looking at all of this, and I'm like, this is, like, horrid, right?
Right.
And then I go and look at his page. He's gained like 1,000 followers.
Really?
Yeah.
And now you're intrigued. Is
I'm
that
like,
what I'm
wait
hearing?
Wait a second. Back up. As oh my horrible. God. As horrible as that is.
You're the worst.
I'm like, is there a market here? And I wouldn't say anything mean, but I would do
yes,
something.
Yes, you would.
I would do something to get a screenshot like that for sure.
Like what?
I don't know. Like what she just posted.
The only way you can do that is by triggering someone or talking bad about them. Mm. And the fact that you want to do that just to gain followers.
I'm not saying I want to, but I'm saying we are trying to run a business here.
You are asking if there's a market for it.
100%.
So you're intrigued.
I'm not saying I'm not intrigued.
You might dabble.
Yeah. And listen, I'm not here to put anyone down. That's not my vibe. But for the greater good of, you know, not just my Instagram following, but our show.
It's not
and
about
more eyes.
No, you're not
more
even
eyes.
You're not
you know
even thinking
I mean?
About the show. You're thinking about yourself,
more eyes,
like you typically do. So you're basically going to go out of your way to stir something up, and maybe
not saying I'm going to, but I'm maybe saying trigger it's a possibility.
Someone. Yeah, that's all I'm hearing right now is you're going to go out of your way to make someone feel bad about themselves so they can possibly post you on their page and call you out, and because of that, you're going to gain followers.
Maybe It could. That could be the formula.
Look who's calling right now. Look who's calling. Hello, Peaks Y.
Hey, Moose. It's Breezy's dad.
Hi, Todd. What's up, man? Are you hearing this?
Yeah, I got to call her out now. This, Brianna, we did not raise you that way. You cannot do this for you know, just to get a few extra followers. Come on.
Yeah, it's actually very sickening.
I did not raise you like that. You've got a reputation to behold here. You know,
this kind of like this is close to her what her reputation is all about.
Yeah, but no. you don't do it that way, Breeze. Come on.
Oh my God, he's really mad.
How does it make you feel that your daughter would actually go out of her way to hurt somebody just for her own personal gain?
You know, I mean, there's the old saying where you get more bees with honey than vinegar. Come on, Breeze. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Do you know what that saying even means, Breezy? Go ahead, explain it.
I don't.
The nicer you are, the better you're going to be, Breeze. Come on. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Oh, you're triggered. Well, I mean.
Yeah, Breeze. I mean, I'm really not happy about this. And I mean, this is almost as bad as when you tried to do, you were going to go fund me for a vacation in the Bahamas, for God's sake.
That's right.
And that was Moose's idea.
She was starting a GoFundMe page so everyone can contribute to her taking a vacation.
I mean.
Right. I mean, this is right along those lines, Breeze. Remember, we talked about this. I mean, be nice and, you know, it'll come back tenfold.
All right.
I think that's great fatherly advice, Todd.
Thank you. I appreciate you
calling up and
saying. Yeah, it's like crazy. Okay, Breeze, I'll call you later. We're going to talk a little bit more about this.
Oh, my God.
Okay, bye, Todd.
God.
He's serious.
Not you calling my dad. Not you calling in backup.
My father did the same thing. You remember that story I told you about when he called me live on the air because he was so pissed at me?
Well, you said you were banging someone's daughter to their mom, so...
Well, no. I mean, I was dating a girl, and her mom didn't believe I was dating her because she's like, honey, Moose is gay. And I was like... So I called her mom live on the air, and I was like, I just want to let you know I had sex with your daughter last night.
And described in intimate detail the positions.
No, that's not true at all. But my dad was not happy. You know, I was kind of doing it as a bit. It was funny, and he laid into me. That's what dads are for.
So let's make it noted right now. I'm at 6,000 followers. If I follow through with this, which who knows if I will, I'll be at 8 tomorrow. So
you're gonna gain 2,000 followers from taking a dump on somebody else.
Who's to say? Remember, kindness is key. I did go to the schools yesterday to read to the children. I don't know if I told you that. Did I tell you that? And they said kindness is key. So. Shout out to Canandaigua Elementary School. Truly.
You told me that it was all picture books.
Oh, yeah. That's what I thought it was. And then I was shaking in my boots when I found out there was actual words on the page. I was like, guys, I can't read.
Oh, my God. Your mom's calling? Is that your mom or grandma? Okay.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
We'll be right back.
Oh, God.
98PXY. Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.